It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, and we're going to begin reading with verse 20. And so Exodus chapter 35, verse 20, if you'd like to open your Bibles to that chapter, book, chapter, and verse. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, and we've been making some changes and some improvements there, and so please take a look, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. There's a spot there where you can contact us. I'd love to hear from you if you would, please. It doesn't matter if you leave your address or email or anything. I'd just love to know that you're at the site and enjoying it. We have many of these radio programs on the site. I'm putting up each week my Sunday morning message, and so the Constitution's there. Many things are there to enjoy, and so the plan of salvation you to listen to and also to read all the verses of Scripture that correspond with it. So there's a lot there. If you would like, please take a look at it. I'd appreciate it and hope that it's a blessing to you. Now, we're going to begin reading, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 35. Begin reading with the 20th verse, Exodus 35:20. And the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and they brought bracelets and earrings, and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. Every man with whom was found blue and purple, scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them, every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found acacia wood for any work for the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all women whose hearts stirred them up in the wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious work, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholib, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work of the engraver, of the cunning workman, of the embroiderer in blue, in purple, in scarlet, in fine linen, of the weaver, every even of them that do any work, of those that devise cunning work. We read to the end of the chapter. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have to study your precious word. Please that you give us the strength to proclaim your word, that all will hear. Please, dear Father, those that are lost do not know you as their Savior. They do not have this personal relationship with your Son, the Lord Jesus. They're still living and abiding in their sin. Please, dear Lord, today be the day that that be lifted from them, be taken from them, and they can begin to walk each day with you. Please, dear Lord, that you'll show us your way and will, that not only we'll be saved, that we'll come to salvation and be saved, but also we'll begin to walk and to grow and to enjoy each day with you. Please, dear Lord, that you'll show us your way and will, that we'll have the peace and strength and understanding, dear Lord. Please, that it come and it just be a part of our lives each and every day. Please, guide and lead us now as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A lot of reading. You've noticed through the years, if you've been a listener to this program, that I sure do stumble over names. I've always had trouble with those things, and so please forgive me and please pray for me that I can look at those words and those names, and I can study them, and then they just go blank when I get to them. And so maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about, and maybe you don't. But it is a problem that I have had forever, and it's just something that I will probably always have. So just I don't let it stop me from teaching God's word, even though that I really butcher some of the names. And again, I ask that you forgive me. You could tell me that name 15 times and I still come back and can't say it correctly. And so we have a wonderful study today here, and I hope that you enjoy it. The parts that I love about this area of the scripture are these, where it says, whose hearts stirred, the spirit made willing. You know, that's where the service comes. That's where the time comes that we enjoy serving the Lord, as we're willing-hearted, as the 22nd verse says with the women. The women down in verse 25, wise-hearted. Oh, my friend, I hope that you love serving the Lord, and I hope that you do just that. I see today so many things that are going on that are not pleasing to the Lord, with the music, the lack of teaching. There are just so many things that I feel the Lord is very displeased with. And we need to search His will and search His way and see that we are following after our God. I'm afraid that most people that are involved with the church today are not even saved, and so they have no discernment from right and wrong. I know some folks that I believe to be saved that still involve themselves with things of promise keepers and things of that sort that are not of God. They are Satan-driven. And if you're a part of it, I ask that you search your heart to see if you're saved. Do you truly have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because I can't imagine anyone that is saved that would be involved with that. You shouldn't be. You have been deceived. And it seems like an activity that is so good, but my friend, it's so wicked and so evil. And so I just ask that you really look to your heart, because you see, the people here that went to work, they went to work a work of God. And that work of God came from a spirit-driven, a desire that touched their hearts and brought a desire to not only work and to serve, but a desire to to bring their things, their support of the church. And so we, you know, had looked at several things here at the beginning of this, earlier in this chapter. As you would look, you'll find back in the 11th verse, again 10th verse, every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all the Lord that the Lord hath commanded. That wise-hearted, that is a spirit-driven heart. And I hope that you have that. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And I hope that you're looking to the Word of God for salvation at first, and then to please our God. So much that's out there today, so much pleases the heart of man and not the heart of God. Oh, but I feel so good, and I know that God's in it. My friend, it's contrary to the Word of God. Much of it is. This Christian rock, it's junk, it's garbage, it's filth. It's reaching our young people. No, it's not. The young people are coming in groves to listen to the garbage, but you can walk right on down the street to a rock concert and it's no different. Oh, my friend, we're to be separated. It's just sad. Here, the heart is stirred. And I want the Holy Spirit to stir your heart today and begin to get things right and to walk right. They were willing, and they brought unto the Lord's offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for all the holy garments. And once again, we can kind of look down through the list that I've circled, and I have kind of asked you in the past to do such a thing, to circle things. You know, in the 11th verse, I have the tabernacle, the 12th verse, the ark, 12th verse, the mercy seat, 13th verse, the table, 14th verse, the candlestick. We also spoke of the showbread and things of that sort, the vessels in the 13th verse. 14th verse, where we have the candlestick again, and then we have the lamps and the oil for the lamps. The 15th verse, we have the incense altar, the anointing oil for that, the hangings for the door in the 15th verse. 16th verse, we have the altar of the burnt offering. We also have the laver present in the 16th verse. 17th verse, we have the hangings of the court, and then the hangings of the door for the court. And then we have down in the 19th verse, we have the clothes that's going to be worn for the service. So we have all these things that are kind of laid out before them of things that need to be done. And then again, this 20th verse, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for all the holy garments. I think we could stop right there and find that in most cases, when we've come together through these Christian rock concerts, through Promise Keepers, through those things, we come home feeling better. You know, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we should come to work. And today, most of our church services hinge around with the youth group activities, things like that. We come to entertain our children, and we come to get entertained. And I love the music. I love the activities, and my children. Oh, it's the youth group. They love those activities. And if you'll look at those activities, most of them are not from the Word of God. Well, if we just teach the Bible, then my children don't come. So we have to have all these other activities. Well, then, my friend, it becomes man-made. You come, you bring your children, we'll preach the Word of God to them and to you. Your heart is changed. You become born again. You see, you must be born again. And the day you're born again, the day you're saved, is a day you'll never forget. When did you get saved? When did you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? When did you call on Him as your Savior? When was that? That's a time you'll never forget. If you can't tell me when that time is, you're not saved. You're not born again. And you see, my friend, we were just talking about this the other day. If you're born once, physical birth, born once, you die twice. You go into the grave, your physical death, and then there's the spiritual death, total separation from God through eternity. Now, the alternative to that is to be born twice. Physical birth, just like the first example, but also a spiritual birth, being born again. Look to John chapter 3. God said, the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Are you going to be like Nicodemus and not understand? What do you mean born again? Go back into my mother's womb again? No, no, we're talking spiritual here. We're talking spiritual. And so you need to be born again. Come by faith to Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Please believe it today. And then you only have to die once. And maybe not even that. Maybe not even that. But please, born once, you die twice. Born twice, physical, spiritual birth, you'll only have to die once, if that. The earthly death. There'll never be a spiritual death because you will never be separated from your God. And once you're born again, then we have the opportunity of your heart being stirred. And that heart being stirred, again, is not an entertainment. It is that I'm coming to grow. I'm coming to learn more about my God. And I don't care whether you're young or old. That is the only activity that you need. You're going to come. And you're not coming to get entertained. If you come to this church, you're not going to be entertained. You may leave here pleased. You may leave here with joy in your heart. But it's not because you've been entertained. It's because you've heard from the Spirit of God. He has dealt with your heart. You got your heart right. And there's rejoicing in your heart. That's what we need. That's what's everlasting. Not the activities of the day, my friend. It's so sad. These people come to work. I want you to come here to grow and to be strengthened that you can work. We got a work to do. Jesus is coming again, and He's coming soon. And we better be ready. And the only way we can be ready is we can get out there and tell our friends and tell our families that Jesus saves. Jesus has died for you. Will you please come to Him? And don't give me this garbage that's in the music. And don't give me that garbage that it's a part of Promise Keepers. Because you'll be very, very quickly, you can see there's not one doctrine that's taught in Promise Keepers because they can't. Because it'll offend someone. My friend, the Word of God is true. The Word of God is right. And those two paths, they don't cross each other. Being true and right. And Promise Keepers and Christian Rock. Am I stepping on enough toes today? It doesn't much care matter to me. I hope I do. I hope I've got you angry. I hope that you get off the fence. I hope that your heart is stirred. And I hope that your spirit becomes willing to come and to work. Stop the playing. Look at these people. They both come, men and women alike, willing-hearted in verse 22. Here's what they brought. Look what they bring. They brought their bracelets and their earrings and their rings, jewels of gold, and every man offered an offering of gold unto God. Where'd they get all this stuff? Where did they get all these things? They get all these things from the Egyptians. Do you remember? Moses told the Israelites before they left Egypt, you go to your masters and you ask them for their gold and their silver and their jewels, and they'll give it to you. You see, God had plans for all those things. And this is the plan right here, was to build his tabernacle. You know, there's a group out there that teaches that if you get saved, God's going to bless you financially. Oh my, he's going to fill your pockets with gold and silver to where you can drive the Cadillacs and all those big cars and live in big houses. God wants to bless you. God does want to bless you. But God does not necessarily bless you financially. Does not necessarily bless you financially. He's going to bless you. God's taken care of my needs, but God has never given me an overabundance of money. I have had the joy of serving him. I have had the joy of teaching his word. I have had the joy of ministering to folks and sharing the gospel with them, and then feeding them, telling them the word of God, teaching them. I teach so many wonderful opportunities in a week's time, in every week. And God has, it's just been such a blessing. This radio ministry is such a blessing to me. And more important than being a blessing to me, I believe it's a blessing to God, because we're getting his word out through the radio, through the website, through the preaching from the pulpit, through the making of tapes and taking those out, and CDs and taking those out. We get the sword of the Lord here. We get a little weekly devotion called a feature that comes from the West Coast, and that thing is backed with the word of God, and the people that do it, I pray for them. I pray for the folks at the sword. Oh, that we come and we proclaim the word of God, and we use all these ministries to do just that, not to fill our pockets, but to see God's name lifted up and praised. And what happens many times, that when God calls, people bring. And I'm so thankful the support that we have for the radio. That support comes from God's people. And it's wonderful to watch God take care of those expenses. But does he fill our pockets? Maybe, maybe not. Is that the reason that this program is on the air? I believe you know the answer to that. Because if it was for the money, I'd have quit a long time ago. God wouldn't be blessing us the way he is if I was doing it for the money. We're doing it to bring praise and honor to God. These people had to have faith in God when they went to that Egyptian master and asked him for the gold and silver and jewels. Because in the times past, if they'd have went to that master and asked for something like that, they would have been probably put to death. Instead of that, they just opened their arms and they handed it to him. Well, it wasn't to make that person wealthy. I'm sure some of it, oh, they stuck it in their pockets and they says, oh my, finally we have got our reward. All these years of me being a slave, finally now I've spoiled that Egyptian. I have taken everything and boy, he stuck it in his pocket and out he walked. Well, now God's calling it in. God's call and says, though, there's a reason. There's a reason why that I had you go to that Egyptian and ask him for those things. It wasn't for you, it was for me. When God blesses you, do you understand that? If you've got all kinds of income, if you own all kinds of properties, my friend, that's not for you, that's for God. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, God owns it all. Are you giving it back to him? Are you hoarding it? Are you listening? Why have you been blessed financially? It's to further the gospel. These people, it was called in. And these people, though, they brought it. They brought it with a willing heart. I hope that when you come, go into your place of worship where you at your church, I hope that place preaches the gospel. I hope they stand up on the truth. If they don't, get out and find some place that does. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, don't waste your time. Life's too short. Time is too short. God has given us appointed time to come. And I hope that when you come, that you do it just like these people do. When they saw the work that was before them, here they came. Here they come, and they brought their gold and they brought the silver. They hadn't had it very long. They hadn't had this very long. It didn't matter. There was a need for it. And they poured it out. Is that what you're doing in support of the work of God? Is your heart so stirred that you're coming and you're giving, and that the work can continue? The preacher can preach and the radio can go on and the internet can go on and the more missionaries can be supported that are out preaching the gospel around the world, wherever it's going. Are you bringing? And look at this. Every man with whom was found the blue and the silver and the scarlet and the fine linen and the goat's hair, the red skins dyed red. You know what all this is? This is the roof. This is the roof to the tabernacle. They're bringing together the materials that's going to build the tabernacle. What a wonderful day. The wood, even the wood. And again, down here, the wise-hearted that did spin and their hands brought that which they had spun, both blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. All the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom. They brought the goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stone and stones to be set of the ephod. Now see, now we're down to what the priest and the high priest is going to wear. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to give for all manner of work. They gave of materials, they gave of their time. That's what God wants you to do. We got such a picture here. What's God doing with your heart? Or are you back to the place where, well, if that preacher wasn't wasting the money, or, you know, the preacher's lazy, he's not doing anything anyway, he's making enough money, and if we gave more, he'd just take more. Or, you know, there's no reason, you know, I deserve what I have. These people here had every right to say to God, God, I deserve this. I was a slave in Egypt. This is just back pay. And God says, bring it. I'll take care of you. For 40 years, their clothing never wore out. Their shoes, their nothing ever wore out. For 40 years, God supplied every need, the water and the food that they needed. Everything that they needed, God supplied. That's what comes with a willing heart. It may not be everything you want, but it definitely will be everything that you need. My dear friend, please read through these verses of Scripture. God's going to give a good, a special talent unto these two men here. We're going to talk about them, the ones I can't pronounce their names. Please, My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?